Community Conversations brought to you this morning by Floyd County Medical Center. Kay, who do we have in studio?
Well, we have two very locally known people with the newly formed Charles City Heritage Assembly. Good morning to Jeff Sisson and McKenna Lloyd.
Good morning.
Great to see you guys.
Nice to be here. Mm-hmm.
So we got to get right to this, because what exactly is the Charles City Heritage Assembly?
Well, it's three words. Charles City, I'll count that as one word.
Okay.
Heritage and Assembly. Charles City is the community we live in. Heritage deals with our history. And an assembly is a grouping of people that come together for a common topic. And assemblies were popular in the 19th century.
Yes.
So we're excited to bring a community effort to take a look at our history and get people involved that are interested in history.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, part of why assembly is important to the name is because our group is not very formal. We're not going to have minutes or anything like that. It's more of just a get together and like almost like a party to celebrate our local history and talk about it and share things.
Yeah, it's like historic show and tell.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say we're bringing together people with a common interest, we're not just focusing on old people that know history. We want kids to get involved, that's how I got interested in history, was people that were born in the 19th century telling me stories. And it's those stories that are important that build on the heritage. And, Charles City is really unique. We've got a rich and very diversified history.
Mm-hmm.
We go from the last lynching to the first tractor to Salisbury, poultry pharmaceuticals to...
The tornado.
Yeah, an F5 tornado.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are artwork. We've got a lot of artwork in the community. So it's exciting to think about, come up with a unique way to share stories and get people involved. And, anybody that's interested in history is invited.
Mm-hmm. So go ahead, Chris.
I was just going to ask when that first get-together is.
It's going to be tomorrow night at the museum. We'll meet in the community room, and it's from 4 to 6. So Thursday, October 23rd. Is that right? Is that the
yes,
date?
Yes, it is. Okay. 23rd. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. This is a neat concept, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot of interest because, as you said, both of you, there is such a rich history mm-hmm. in Charles City. Talk about the goal of this group.
Well, just like we just talked about, the goal is for people to take the history that they know and be willing to share it with the museum, with other people. This isn't a bring me your picture, I want to keep it at the museum kind of a deal. This is a let's go to the museum for the quarterly session
mm-hmm.
and take, for instance, I've got my little piece that I'm going to do tomorrow. I'm going to bring 10 things to the museum that I found in the ground in Charles City that I've actually dug up, history that I've found, and I've got 10 things from
like artifacts.
Yeah, like artifacts.
Wow.
But it's designed to get people that want to know history or do know history to get to meet each other.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think it's kind of about building a collective knowledge of our heritage, of our history, and kind of taking, I see a lot of historical conversations happening online, like on the Facebook group now and then, to have those conversations instead in person and kind of give physical objects a space too to be talked about and shared, where they might just be on someone's shelf at home, they can now bring them to the museum without any kind of idea of donating to them. It's still going to be part of their own collection, but it's a place for them to share those with people who they might not know, and especially the youth, of being able to see, oh, this older gentleman has this item in his collection, and I'm the eighth grader viewing it and hearing his story about it and how he found it and that kind of thing, of just having those conversations is the idea.
Some of the most interesting things that we find you wouldn't think they would be important, but pictures of families taken outdoors are very interesting to people that like history, because you can see the buildings in the background, the houses in the background, mm-hmm. and many of those pictures, you know, you don't see them. There's a house that was built over in the Kelly and Milwaukee Street on the southwest corner by an attorney who became a judge. It was a brick house, and we've never seen a picture of it before. And hopefully somebody would show up with a picture and we'd say, that's the Reiniger house. That's the one we've been looking for all these years.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about this get-together or the assembly. When we get there, what can people expect?
They can expect to meet other people that like history, come and go. Mm-hmm. It's not a 4-to-6 program. There's no, as mm-hmm. she said, this isn't, we're not going to make this work. We aren't going to keep minutes. You know, we aren't going to have
fun.
An agenda. This is just a fun way to get together to share history and get excited mm-hmm. about it.
And build kind of community, just build a community around our local heritage and history, right? So I think people, when they come tomorrow, they can expect to just meet some new people and share stories and hopefully see some things they haven't seen before. And, you know, whenever they're ready to go, they can take off or whatever. But hopefully they have just a fun time meeting some new people and hearing stories.
And how often do you foresee your group meeting?
Quarterly, mm-hmm. 4 times a year.
That's
And we're
perfect.
Looking at October, January,
April,
and July.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay. Awesome. So that first one is coming up tomorrow from 4 until 6 p.m. at the museum?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, awesome. So for more information on this, I would assume it's on your Facebook page?
Yeah, we have an event made on Facebook, and we've shared some posts about it. This is also kind of in partnership with the Historic Preservation Commission. I'm on that as well, and so they're involved. And so hopefully they'll be sharing out some information in the future, too. But
to my knowledge, I don't think any community has ever tried to tie everything together the way that we're going to try and do it, because we not only want people to understand history, but we want people to be proud of the fact that our history laid a solid foundation for a community that has been successful in a number of different areas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I love that Facebook page, the Charles City Now and Then. I look at that often, mm-hmm. and it just there's a lot of history buffs in this town.
Yeah.
And that'd be nice to get them all together to share those pictures, too.
Yeah, I hope those people will show up and feel like they have something to bring and participate, you know.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So once again, tomorrow, 4 till 6 p.m. at the Floyd County Museum. Anything else to add?
I don't think so. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah.
Not a problem. Thanks for coming in and sharing that idea, that assembly once again. Heritage Assembly tomorrow, 4 till 6 at the Floyd County Museum. You can learn more about that at the Floyd County Museum Facebook page. Thanks a lot, you two.
Thank you.